Be More 92Q now streaming the new Black Planet Radio. Miguel is in the studio.
What's up?
What the guan? How you been?
What the guan?
What the guan ear? Yeah.
DMV shows a lot of love, man.
Of course.
And the women here are just...
What?
I don't know, man.
The it's women here are
about,
what?
There's something special about the women here.
Like what?
I don't know. It's just something special. I don't know if it's in the water. I don't know what's being eaten over here, but it's like all of the like mixture and like, yeah, all the mixes that you get, because I'm from Los Angeles, mm-hmm. so I love mixed women, mm-hmm. but all of the mixture, but then like all of the ass and all of the, you know, all mm-hmm. of that from like Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's,
you in the right spot because we got big asses up in here in the mm-hmm. DMV, yo. Mm-hmm. Let's do the real thing and talk about your album because it's out.
Kaleidoscope Dream.
Now, this was a 3-part series.
What it is it's one album that I split into 3 parts. To kind of engage an audience that discovers music in smaller doses.
Okay.
So for those people who like to enjoy albums in a more traditional sense and consume it kind of as one project, it all comes out together as one project mm-hmm. on one CD, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But for those of us who kind of don't have that much time to dedicate to one album all the time, you know, because we're just being bombarded by mm-hmm. so much content, mm-hmm. wanted to give them an option. And so basically I took the first 3 songs off the album, put them out, then the second three, so mm-hmm. 4, 5, and 6, tracks 4, 5, and 6, and put those out separately. And then the rest of it comes out digitally, you know, October mm-hmm. 2nd. So it's just a way of engaging different kinds of music consumers, you know.
So what's different from Kaleidoscope Dreams compared to your other projects?
All I Want Is You is like my romantic approach.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to it in my head, like,
yeah. All I Want Is You is all about love, losing yeah. love, you know, being in between love, finding it again. You know what I'm saying? It's all about my romance. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? How I speak to my woman, how I would approach my woman. You know what I'm saying? How I treat her. Mm-hmm. Did I say that already?
Yes.
How I treat.
Excuse me. I got everything you're saying.
Yeah, we said. There mm-hmm. we go. I'm like, it's hot, and it's hot too. But it's all about how I deal with my woman. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And this album is all about my life, my lifestyle. It's the soundtrack and the pace of my sensibilities. So I've been really keen on incorporating my perspective, not only sonically and lyrically, but aesthetically, you know what I'm saying, all the way around. I did art direction on this album. If I didn't produce it, I co-produced it. If I didn't co-produce it, I played on the song. Mm-hmm. I wrote all the records again, which mm-hmm. is a blessing to be able to do.
Yeah.
But it's a very honest extension and projection of who I am. And it's more rounded this time around. It's not all about, my life isn't lived in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's other things that are on my mind, and I discuss those things. There's a couple songs on there I'd like to highlight. Where's the Fun and Forever? Mm-hmm. That's just really about my perspective on life. I mean, only more recently have I realized I'm not invincible. My parents are getting older. My grandparents are getting older. And for a moment, I think that realization bothered me, but this song is kind of like addressing the fact that we're not here, you know, and this is all borrowed, this time that we have here, and so, you know, appreciating it. Candles in the Sun is kind of like just a synapse of what's going on in the world and the fact that I acknowledge it. Like, I watch the news too, like, I see what's going on. More than anything, this album, I took a lot of risks because that's my life, you know?
Why did you find it necessary to do that? I mean, as a superstar, you want to kind of keep some things close to your heart. Why express so much? You just think, do you feel that it's something that's needed for your fans or...
I think this album, you know, I'm not even going to pretend like this album is all deep. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I am giving you an introduction to who I really am as yeah. an individual. I'll be real with you. If you meet me in person, I'm a nice person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I'm going to give you my life story. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
I want to know that.
There's some people who just are better at being a little more open.
Right.
And that's not my personality.
Okay.
But what I am doing is giving you a snapshot of who I really am. So there's no like wondering, well, what kind of girls is Miguel like? Or is he really into like current events? Or does he like to pop bottles? Or is he at a dive bar? Like,
right.
You're going to understand who I am from this album.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And more than anything, it was important to reestablish the fact that R&B put hip hop and rock on.
I'm so glad you brought that up because recently you talked about that in an interview and how you wanted to, was it change hip-hop or give a better perspective of hip-hop? Why don't you elaborate on that?
Not so much change hip-hop.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not a hip-hop artist.
Okay.
You know, I'm influenced by hip-hop. But what I'm saying is that there was a time where R&B was not a stereotype, you know? And as of lately, it's just been kind of a general aesthetic. It's kind of like, oh, it's sexy R&B singer for the ladies and for the bedroom and for the... Yo, my life is not lived like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a seedy, like, dangerous, scuzzy. Like, my lifestyle is not the typical, you know what I'm saying? And that has everything to do with how I was raised, too. You know what I'm saying? I never fit into that box that they describe, this R&B crooner, and he's got all the ladies in his... I mean, I love women, and I do have women, but it doesn't... I don't come across like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that smooth dude. You know what I'm saying?
So you get nominated for an award as an R&B singer.
Yes.
You'll take it.
Absolutely, but this is what I'm saying.
Okay.
When I say R&B, I'm talking about Funkadelic. I'm talking about artists like Jimi Hendrix, who was pulling from rhythm and blues and soul that influenced his music to become rock and roll. You understand?
Okay.
Funkadelic is funk, but at the core, it's still soul. And they were still experimental in context. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
they were still taking risks. What I'm saying is that this genre is no longer taking risks.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I believe that people have, and I'm an R&B chick.
Yeah.
I love R&B music. I grew up on Frankie Beverly and Maze and
Earth,
Wind & Fire.
Earth, Wind
Real
and
music
Fire.
With instruments.
Exactly.
And they were in the studios for hours and days and sleeping there. And I get that. So I kind of want to relate it to how even hip hop has changed, and people think rap is hip hop, and it's not the same thing.
It's a difference.
And it pisses me off really when people say, oh, that's hip hop and it's Lil Wayne. And I love Lil Wayne. Big up to him and do what you do. But the thing about it is, that's not hip hop to me. Hip hop is a lifestyle.
Right.
And like you said, R&B is rhythm and blues, and it did come from Muddy Waters.
Exactly.
I get it. I definitely get it.
Yeah, it just got lazy.
Yeah.
You know, people got lazy.
How do we reintroduce them? With your album,
well,
introducing them.
I mean, and I'm not saying all that to say that like my music is the answer. All I'm saying is that I'm an alternative to lazy art.
Okay.
If you f*** with my music or not, you know, I think it's more important to me that I'm making a statement for what it is. I'm waving the flag, like, for real music. You know, this is not, you're not gonna come here for Happy Meal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
What you're going to get is going to taste good, but there's more behind it. I may package it in a Happy Meal, but you're going to get steak and potatoes, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get enchilada, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of that. You're going to get all of that. And it's going to be packaged well and presentable and palatable, but, I mean, I'm not here to just be like I want to be timeless.
Other than writing music, what else do you have working for you?
No, but I did.
Golly.
I'm actually gonna start working on a collab. I'm always wearing shades, so I'm working on a collaboration for shades. But I did do this collaborative t-shirt with this company called Dear Dana.
Okay.
It's a favorite t-shirt line of mine. I'm actually wearing Dear Dana right now.
Oh, that's cute.
She does a bunch of like icons, but she redraws them, and I just like her style. And you can go to Opening Ceremony online, or you can go to Dear Dana. It's DeerDana.com, and it's the first of three collaborations that I've done. But it's Sade, which is I'm doing three. It'll be Sade and two more female icons that I just was in love with growing up. You know what I'm saying?
I just ask that you put it in big girl sizes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Everybody came with a baby tee. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's all I'm saying.
Got
that's all
sizes.
I ask.
Yeah.
I'm a big, you know.
You got to fit those in
the
there.
The dubs, you know.
You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah.
Your sisters got to be,
the
you
sisters.
Know, got to be right.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I understand. I love it. I've been staring at him this whole time. You just don't know because I have shades on.
That's why you wear the shades. I know.
That's exactly why.
See, this we're not going. What we not going to do? Okay. So once again, Kaleidoscope Dreams.
If you guys want to keep in touch with the latest and greatest, you can go to twitter.com/MiguelUnlimited or go to officialmiguel.com. That's me.
All right, because I'm gonna tweet you at Kiki Brown 92 Kid.
I got it. I see it.
All right.
Indeed.
Miguel, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
See, we were gonna play cards. I ain't gonna play cards.
What happened?
No, because I got into your phone.
I went into a rant and stuff. So
nah, you good. Me. Like, I'm good. We good. That's enough. We good. Thank
All right,
you.
Cool.